Welcome to a new episode of the Christian Shepreneur Podcast. I am so excited to present this topic because I know how powerful it is and it will be if you are open to it. And I know personally the high cost you pay when you don't listen to what we're going to talk about today. And until I have another version, the title right now is Push for Yourself. And initially I thought I'm going to create the shortest podcast episode ever. I'm just going to say push for yourself like you push for others. And then I realized, well, I should probably go into a little bit more detail for people who haven't had this breakthrough and experienced this roller coaster of, you know, being conditioned from a child to really support the needs of others and accommodate others. And then in general, being more of a people pleaser and overcoming that to just realize you matter as well, which was a lesson God allowed me to learn in the last 10 years. And then going back to the tendencies of really accommodating just because that is more comfortable than speaking up or causing any type of conflict and confrontation, and then realizing, no, you need to show up for yourself, and then the journey of actually doing that, actually making your dreams and your desires and your goals a priority, and the journey that can come with that. And I realized I should probably extend the episode a bit to really break down and plead the case of why you should push for yourself. And then once I plead the case of why you should, I'm going to give you some journal prompts that can really help you with where you are in your journey. So I'm going to start with a question. How much time in your week do you use to see your desires manifested? Now, before I repeat that question, let me tell you why you should listen to this episode. If you listen to this episode with an open heart and an open mind, you will significantly reduce the time it takes for you to reach your goals. There are some things in your planner, there are some items on your vision board, there are some goals in your business that you've been writing down over and over again, some of you for weeks, some of you for months, some of you for years. And I am so grateful to be able to be here to tell you God allowed me to live to this age, to this day, to let you know and to remind you, if you've forgotten, that you are 100% capable of creating exactly what he created you for. There is no obstacle that can stop you. I wrote in my social media post this morning that Joseph's circumstances could not stop his dreams from coming true. And Joseph in the Old Testament, right? He was beaten by his brothers, enslaved. He was falsely accused of assault, imprisoned. He went through so many tangible circumstances, and none of it could stop his dream from coming true. Moses had his doubts. Now, most women know what it's like to have a doubt or an insecurity. When God told Moses in the Old Testament his assignment, Moses was like, I'm not really the best speaker. That's not really my thing. His own doubts, right? And his being willing to share them with God did not stop him from having the assignment that God had assigned him. And there are so many other examples. And to make sure I include a woman, because we are women, Sarah in the Old Testament, her and Abraham had been promised by God, our Heavenly Father, you will have a son. And for so many years of her life, month after month, week after week, she didn't get pregnant. And at 90 years old, the promise was fulfilled. So what does that tell you? That tells you that circumstances, doubts, time are not barriers, are not obstacles when it comes to you realizing your dream, your goal, what God has put you on this earth to do. Time didn't stop Sarah, circumstances didn't stop Joseph, and self-doubt and insecurity didn't stop Moses. And none of those things can stop you. Your success in accomplishing everything that God has for you to accomplish is inevitable. And it's so important for you to know that. And with that being said, the reason this episode is so important and can absolutely change parts of your life is because faith without works is dead. It's one thing to say and get momentarily excited about reaching or working toward a goal, but what are you doing on a daily basis? And that is what this episode is going to help you with. It's going to help you with the execution you need on a daily and weekly basis. It's going to help you take action on all those times when you let your thoughts or insecurities or the circumstances or time stop you, right? Because you are letting it stop you and you have the power to change. And that is what you will receive if you are open to this episode. So I'm going to repeat the question again. How much time in your week do you use to see your desires manifested? What I'm saying is, out of everything you do on a weekly basis, how many hours of each day are you actually allocating to work on your goals? If you're like many of the women in my community and many of my clients, you have work, right? Because about half of my community are still in their 9-to-5 job, right? So you have work. You have your family, whether that's a spouse or children or obligations to family members that you are responsible for. You have your friends and the relationship and time and effort that goes into that. You have your services that you attend with your sanctuary and all of the activities and events that you participate in or may be responsible for with the sanctuary that you're a member of. And then you have the different obligations and roles that you may serve in your community, right? All of that is time and it's recurring, and I get it. And with all of that, that you're doing every week, when are you working on your goals? And I want to break it down into two sections, right? Your health goals, because yes, we are entrepreneurs and we can't help anyone if we're not taking care of ourselves, right? When you fly on a plane, I smile normally when they say this, and having flown recently, they take you through the demonstration with the mask and the vest. When you fly, they tell you, in case of a crash, put your oxygen mask on first, put your mask on, and then you can help someone else put theirs on. Because if you can't breathe, you can mean well, but you can run out of air before you can successfully help the person next to you. And so that's why it's so important to take the responsibility to put your oxygen mask on first. That's not selfish. That's actually caring and necessary. So each week, when it comes to your physical and emotional health, how much time are you allocating to that? When it comes to your business, sales and service, right? So the sales part of your business is getting new clients. The service part comes with delivering the service that you've sold. How much time are you allocating to both, right? And if the time is non-existent or significantly lower than all the other obligations and commitments you have in your life, I have a question for you. Why? Why is it that the time that God is giving you each day, each week, each month, are you not valuing with your time the vision, the ideas, the goals that He has given you for a reason? I believe, and I say this so often when I speak, that I believe that our businesses are vessels that God uses to allow us to be a blessing to others. And so if you're not willing to invest any time in building the vessel that God has given you, this idea, this vision, this dream, how can it grow? How can you reach the people that God has called you to reach? How can you make the impact that God has called you to make? And it doesn't matter what your industry is, what your niche is, how big or small your business is, it matters. It matters because you matter. Your dreams matter. Your vision matters. Your desires matter. Your ideas matter. You have them for a reason. And it's your duty, it's your job, it's your responsibility to be an advocate for them. It's your responsibility to show up for yourself and realize that that's not selfish. Showing up for yourself is showing up for others. It's so important that you love you the way you love others. I often use an example sometimes, once again, when I'm speaking, that there isn't a mother that I know that if your child came home and said, hey, we have this project due, you know, in 2 days, most mothers are going to make sure their child has what they need to get the project done. And if the child needs help, they're going to help the child get it done. Now, did this mother already have existing things that they needed to get done? Probably. But are they willing to make the sacrifices to help their child? Yes, because they love them. And so all I'm saying is that you deserve to show that same love to yourself as you do others. There's a scripture in the New Testament where Jesus says to love others as you love yourself. And as believers and women, we can often get the loving others part, right, down packed. But when it comes to actually loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, eating foods that help us and not hinder us, eating foods that serve us and keep us healthy versus eating foods that have a temporary pleasure, that's not loving yourself, right? On a health side. And on the business side, part of it is showing up when we need to and doing the things that we need to do that we know will actually grow our business, not just doing the busy work that gives us a quick dopamine hit. Oh, I checked my email. Oh, I made a tweak on my website, right? Yes, that will make us feel accomplished temporarily because we you know, we know we did something. And what about the things that will actually move the needle, reaching out to people, creating relationships, just sharing what we do and how we can help people, right? Asking for a sale, getting visible so you can ask for a sale. Are you willing to start showing up for yourself the way you do others? Are you willing to be an advocate for your dreams, for the vision that God has given you? Are you willing to accept the assignment and do what it takes to fulfill it? It can be so easy to fit in all the other what can seem like more important things. But how can your business grow and your life change and the impact that you were created to make be made if you're not willing to advocate for yourself? If you're not willing to show up for yourself and your business on a weekly basis? And if you are, here are some questions, some journal prompts to help you get started. What's stopping your business from growing? Why does your business not growing matter? If you keep going like you're going, what will your life look like in 6 months? Is that what you want? What would your life look like in 6 to 12 months if you stop prioritizing only everything else and also made time to prioritize your dreams, desires, and goals? Not doing busy work, but the important things, the things you've been procrastinating on or avoiding or skipping. And is that what you want? And if so, why? And what would you need to believe to create that change in your life and in your business? What actions would you need to take? And what scriptures could you use to support you on this journey? And what I would recommend you do is to review the answers to these prompts on a weekly basis. And if more support is needed for you to stay focused and keep taking consistent action to work toward your goal to advocate for yourself and the life and vision that God has given you, then working with a coach is recommended. And before I go, what I highly encourage you to do is, if you just listened and you feel like, oh, that made sense, but you didn't maybe pause this episode to actually write down any of these prompts, and after you listen to this episode, you will go about life as you normally do, I would encourage you to just right now really take a moment and think, why? If you say you want to change, if you say you want things to be different, why are you continuing in how you've been continuing? And if you need help figuring out that answer, you can just book a call with me. Just go to angel@coach on Instagram and just send me a message that says book a call. We will send you the link, right? If you need help, if you need support, if you feel like you are getting stuck. And if you are one who paused after each question, you wrote the prompts, you've answered the prompts, and you are ready and all in, I highly encourage you. The next step is to actually take it to the calendar. Calendar in on paper or on your Google Calendar when you are going to work on your goals, the important things. Take a picture of the calendar, post it in your stories, and tag me on Instagram at Angel the Coach so we can support you. Thank you so much for listening. You've just listened to another episode of the Christian Shepreneur Academy. We've created a few resources to help you move forward in your journey as a Christian entrepreneur. First is our Faith, Finances, and Freedom Masterclass. This 90-minute recording equipped with a six-figure spreadsheet will do, as you may can guess it, guide you in everything you need to do to make your first 5 to 6 figures over the next 6 to 12 months. Inside it, I show you how to really map out your business, how to plan out your pricing and programs, services and packages, how to do your marketing, and how to get clients. It is jammed packed. We sell it for $299, and as a thank you for being a podcast listener, you can save 50% when you go to thefaithmasterclass.com, thefaithmasterclass.com, and enter podcast at the checkout. For those of you who aren't an entrepreneur or are an entrepreneur but are looking for some predictable income on the side as you grow your business, we actually help women become virtual assistants. If you're looking for more information on what that's like or how to really amp up your business if you're just getting started, go to my Instagram at angelthecoach. Click the link in my bio. There is a free VA starter kit, which has about 4 to 5 trainings on everything on how to take your revenue or your hourly rate from $25 an hour to $45 an hour as a new virtual assistant. You'll learn about the skills you need to be successful as a virtual assistant and a few other goodies. So make sure you check that out. For those of you who are already in the virtual assistant or freelance world as an OBM or something similar, we have a program called She Prospers that gives you actually all the skills you need to take your income once again from $25 an hour to $45 to $75 an hour. This program is proven. And you can actually find out more about it once again on my Instagram. Go to @angelthecoach, click the link in my bio, and go to She Prospers, right? And for those of you who have been in business a while and you are ready to work with a coach, once again, you're going to go to @angelthecoach, click the link in my bio, and click Christian CEO. This is our 12-month program. Not only do you get the curriculum, because let me tell you, you may not feel like watching some 20-minute videos. And the truth is that if you are an entrepreneur who is struggling to make consistent 2 to 5K months and up, it's not because you're not capable. It's just because you don't have the skills to do that. And I teach you all of the skills you need and the strategy you need. And I also coach you on the mindset, the tech, and every other thing you need to make your first 10K to 50K and up within that program. I work very closely to support you and all of the other members of that program in reaching your revenue goals, because I know what it's like to go years in a nonprofit and only make $535 because there was so much I just did not know, right? Building your business is a completely different skill from going into a conference room with your resume and commanding an hourly rate. I have been through all of the pitfalls of being an expensive hobby owner, and I help you go from an expensive hobby owner to a profitable business owner in the Christian CEO program. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the inside.